Ernesto Guevara de la Serna was killed at approximately 1 p.m. on October 9, 1967, with a semi-automatic rifle held at point-blank range that riddled his already wounded body with bullets. He had been shot twice in the leg and captured the previous day in La Higuera, Valle Grande, in the hills of Bolivia. He was held captive in a school where his captors kept him tied up. Historians and chess biographers confirmed that he was invited to sit in a chair to be executed, but he refused and preferred to stand and look his executioner in the eyes as he was shot to death. Thus, Che died just as he lived, with courage and honor. He was only 39 years of age. Ernesto Guevara was born in Argentina. He traveled widely across Latin America in his youth. There, he saw firsthand the poverty, hunger, and exploitation of the peasants and the poor. This experience awoke in him the desire and the determination to defend the oppressed against their oppressors, to fight. In 1959, Ernesto Guevara met young Cuban revolutionary Fidel Castro in Mexico. He embraced Cuba's independence cause, joining Fidel's July 26 movement, whose purpose was to free Cuba from the U.S.-backed bloody dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista. Che Guevara was actually one of the 82 revolutionaries on the chat Granma that left Mexico for Cuba in 1956 to wage what would be the final stage of Cuba's independence struggle that concluded with the triumph of the revolution on January 1, 1959. A trained physician, Che Guevara proved to be also an exemplary soldier, guerrilla, and leader in the heat of the battle for Cuba's independence on the Sierra Maestra Mountains. Later, in the plains, he commanded the revolutionaries who waged the famous Battle of Santa Clara, a series of events in late December 1958 that led to the capture of that Cuban city. The battle was decisive for the rebel forces fighting against the Batista dictatorship. Within 12 hours of the city's capture, Batista fled Cuba, and Cuba's rebel army, commanded by Fidel Castro, claimed overall victory. With the revolutionary triumph of 1959, Che Guevara was appointed a top official in the new Cuban government, in charge of the country's banking sector and foreign affairs, among many other responsibilities. Later, in 1961, his military skills played their part in repelling the CIA-organized Bay of Pigs invasion. After the consolidation of the revolution, he left Cuba in 1965 to pursue his dream, to continue the fight for justice, to defend the oppressed against their oppressors. He went to assist revolutionary movements, first in the Congo and then in Bolivia, where he was finally wounded and captured by the country's CIA-backed army on October 8, 1967, and assassinated the following day.
Tú subías desde el Cono Sur y venías desde antes con el amor al mundo bien adentro.
12 years ago, in 2007, a story emerged which embodied Che Guevara's humanitarian and socialist vision. While across the world the name of Che is universally recognized, that of his executioner, Mario Terán, the Bolivian army sergeant who shot and killed him on October 9, 1967, is unknown. 4 decades later, in 2007, Terán's son wrote to a Bolivian newspaper to officially, publicly thank Cuba for restoring his father's sight. Mario Terán, Che's executioner, had become blind with cataracts. He underwent surgery under the Operation Miracle Program, a joint Cuba-Venezuela initiative that offers free eye surgery to poor people across Latin America needing the surgical procedure but who could not afford it. Ironically, the doctors trained by Socialist Cuba with funds provided by Socialist Venezuela operated on the man who killed Ernesto Guevara de la Serna and restored his vision. This irony was a new victory for the Cuban Revolution, which Che Guevara helped make, and for the ideals the Argentinian-Cuban legendary revolutionary dedicated his adult life to. No doubt, if Che Guevara were alive today, he would have been proud of Operation Miracle and the dignity of the Cuban doctors and the Cuban nation. Today, in 2019, Socialist Cuba and Venezuela are still subjected to all sorts of illegal sanctions and economic blockades by the United States. But regardless of the difficulties, both nations and their peoples are standing firm and displaying international human solidarity to an extent unmatched by far more powerful, richer nations. Venezuela is in the midst of serious economic difficulties derived from Washington's latest escalations, which seek to destabilize the South American nation and bring about regime change. However, the Bolivarian Revolution, founded by late Comandante Hugo Chavez and continued by his successor, President Nicolas Maduro, assists the victims of natural disasters, like in the recent case of the Bahamas, hard hit by powerful Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, Cuba has resisted nearly 60 years of constant U.S. aggression. Yet the small, blockaded Caribbean state continues its internationally recognized medical cooperation and international solidarity programs with nations and peoples the world over. Ernesto Che Guevara died on October 9, 1967, but what the United States, the CIA, and the Bolivian army that assassinated him did not know is that he would become more powerful in death than life. Today, 52 years later, Che Guevara is a permanent source of inspiration. His dreams, his ideals, and his spirit live on. He continues inspiring new generations of the oppressed across the world, those who fight injustice and seek freedom.
Guevara, Guevara libre, Guevara entero. Guevara piel de guerrilla,
Guevara quimera en vuelo,
Guevara carne de ejemplo,
mano de obrero,
Guevara letra y destino,
Guevara recuerdo y duelo,
Guevara